It's Tuesday, June 26th. This is Rob Costain reporting to you from NECC. This is the NEC Summary Podcast for today. Today is the final day that we're spending at the conference, the National Educational Computing Conference, which is put on by the International Society for Technology in Education. This year, as I mentioned, it is in Atlanta, and we've been here for the last 4 days. Heading back home tomorrow. Tomorrow, there's another full day of conference, but unfortunately, we're not going to be able to be in on it. Thought I'd do one final podcast to give you a summary of today's activities, or at least my activities today. Was out and about during the course of the day, spent a few hours at the conference itself, but otherwise engaged in some extracurricular activities. We started out the day with a bus tour of the Atlanta area, which is very interesting. Atlanta, although it's played a very large role in the United States for quite a long time, dating back to before the Civil War, it's actually a very new city. You may know, if you've ever seen the movie Gone with the Wind, that at the end of the Civil War, Atlanta was burned and it had to be rebuilt. In fact, the symbol for the city of Atlanta, the seal for the city of Atlanta, is actually a phoenix rising from the ashes, which is kind of interesting. Anyway, we did a tour, saw some of the interesting places to be in Atlanta, learned, much to my surprise, that Elton John lives part of the year in Atlanta, apparently so that people won't bother him, and also because he likes to shop at Neiman Marcus, or as the locals like to call it, Needless Markup. We also saw some of the nice rich areas. We visited something called the Cyclorama, which purports to be the world's largest oil painting, and it's set up in around 360-degree space, and they have a seated area that rotates and tells the story of the Civil War Battle of Atlanta. Really quite interesting. We headed back to the Georgia World Congress Center in time for lunch, and then I joined my colleague Patrick Berube from Learn, and we spent the afternoon talking about our virtual school project with people from the conference. We had some interesting visitors at the table, including visitors from as far away as Perth, Australia, and as close as New Brunswick. We spent some time talking with a colleague from New Brunswick about their virtual school or virtual high school project. Following that, Patrick and I headed over to the CNN Center, which is just across the street from the Georgia World Conference Center, located on a hilltop in Midtown Atlanta. And we were treated to a tour of the CNN headquarters and studios in Atlanta, sponsored by Apple Canada and some of our colleagues there. So we were able to meet with some of our Canadian education colleagues and also get an interesting tour of the CNN headquarters. A very interesting time. And after that, headed back to the hotel and just in time to pack for an early morning flight back to Montreal. It's been a wonderful conference. I just wanted to summarize by saying it's been a real pleasure to be in attendance. It's been overwhelming. There's so much going on. I've learned a lot, and I know that if I have an opportunity to go to this conference again, there's a lot of things that I would do a little bit differently so as to take more advantage of it. But as I said, there's so much going on. There's no way that you can't get something out of this conference. If you ever have the opportunity to get down here, or not here, but down to the NECC conference, I highly recommend it. Next year's conference, the 2008 NECC conference, will be taking place in San Antonio, Texas, which is another interesting venue. Apparently, the conference rotates through a series of cities. It tends to return to the same city every 6 to 8 years or so. It's been my pleasure to be able to update you using this audio medium, and we'll try to continue some kind of regular podcast on some of the things that I'm working on and that we're working on, and thank you for joining us, and have a good time, and hopefully we'll see you in next year's conference. And once again, my name is Rob Costain.